It's fun time.
This is the way we have our fun, have our fun, have our fun. This is the way we have our fun on Fun Time every morning. Hi there, boys and girls, and welcome to Fun Time again. I'm certainly glad to see that all of you have come to your radios and are all ready for lots of fun and for a wonderful story today. And we have that, too. But I'll tell you what let's do. Let's pretend that it was yesterday, or any day that was rainy, and let's run it over to the closet quickly and get your umbrellas out. That's right, get out your umbrellas, and we're going to walk round and round the room with our brand new shiny umbrellas. Did you get your umbrella? Open it up now. And we're going to walk around and around the room. That's right. Now, kick your heels up high, but careful that you don't kick any water into your shoes. And here we go, walking around with our bright umbrellas. Did you take an umbrella on a very rainy day, on a very rainy day, on a very rainy day? Do you take an umbrella on a very rainy day, on a very rainy day? Oh, don't get cross at the wind or rain, for the sun will shine again. It never will do to fret, I say, so hurrah for a rainy day. Now let's sit down, and I think we'd better put on our rubbers, don't you think so? We don't want our feet to get wet and to catch a cold. All right, now put on your rubbers, and here we go, strutting around in the rain and having a wonderful time. Do you wear a pair of rubbers on a very rainy day, on a very rainy day, on a very rainy day? Do you wear a pair of rubbers on a very rainy day, on a very rainy day? Oh, don't get cross at the wind or rain, for the sun will shine again. It never will do to fret, I say, so hurrah for a rainy day. Hurrah indeed for a rainy day. And I'm glad it's just cloudy today, because I'm going to take you for an airplane ride. I'm going to take you for an airplane ride, and I want you to get all set and ready, because it's going to be a very, very fast and swift ride high into the clouds. Are you ready? All right. Spread out your wings very, very far and straight, right out beside you. And here we go on a real airplane ride. We're going to run very, very lightly, because the airplane's going to fly off the ground. Here we go. Are you ready? If I had an airplane, I could fly away. Do you know where you would go? How long would you stay? If the day were fair and bright, I could go far out of sight. It's not flying weather when the sky is gray. But fun-timers can fly, can't we? Now turn around and fly the other way. Spread out your wings. Here we go. What do you expect to see if you fly so high? Oh, perhaps I'll see the moon with the stars nearby. If such things you hope to find, I don't want to stay behind. Let's go in together, riding through the sky. Oh, that was wonderful, fun-timers. But now it's time for our magic carpet story. We haven't had a magic carpet story for a long time, have we? Since quite a while ago. And so let's get all ready, shall we? Let's sit right down in front of the rainbow. That's right. Sit right down and pull up the carpet. Pull up your carpet now. Very, very, very tightly. Hang on now. Here we go. High into the clouds. Hang on. Here we are right on the top of Magic Carpet Land, where all the most interesting people and all our storybook characters are found. And today we have a story about Michael, who was one too many. And this is the way the story goes. One morning, the expressman delivered a large box to the mother of Mary and David. The children wondered what was in the box. It humped, then it heaved, and then it went. And one shiny eye peered out between the slats.
The slats were nailed across the side of the box. And then all of a sudden there was a... It's a dog! It's a dog, Mother! Shouted Mary.
It is a dog,
shouted David. Mother smiled at them and then she spoke very softly. Yes, children, it is a dog. And the dog's name is Michael. He came all the way from Boston. But already we have Patsy, and we really can't keep more than one dog in our house because it's such a small place. I'm afraid, children, that Michael must go back to Boston. But he's really very tired. I think we'll let him rest a little while. So quickly, Michael hopped out of the box. And Mary and David saw that he was a really very friendly terrier with big feet and brown eyes. And he had a fine, strong tail that went wagging back and forth and back and forth. And when the children showed that they liked him, it wagged faster and faster and faster. But he didn't have a brown spot over his right eye, the way Patsy did. But he had small spots. All over them. All over his ears. He had a great deal do just like Patsy. But he didn't look like Patsy. Well, Mary and David and Patsy decided that they didn't want Michael to go back to Boston. So they all met together under the dogwood tree and planned what they could do about it. Mary was there, David was there, Patsy was there, and Michael was there too. Well, David had the first idea.
Mary... Mother loves Patsy and wants her to stay with us. And do you suppose it's because Patsy does all those tricks, Mary? Do you think?
And they all turned and looked at Patsy. And Patsy looked down at them, and then quickly she sat straight up on her hind legs, and she waved her paws back and forth and back and forth faster and faster in the air. And then Mary spoke to Michael.
Well, Patsy sits up. And I don't really see why you can't sit up, Michael. You're such a strong dog.
And then Michael tried to sit up. And he lifted up his front paws right off the ground. And then he tried to sit on his big old hind legs. And first he'd lean over one side. And then he'd lean over to the other side. And over to the other side. And he did this back and forth and back and forth 3 times. And each time he'd go whoop, flop. And finally he'd roll all the way over. Michael didn't give up. He tried again and again and again and again until the 3rd time he wobbled just slightly, but he sat up. And Mary and David and Patsy and Michael were so proud that they all ran indoors quickly to show Mother what Michael was able to do. And then Mary said very loudly, "Sit up, Michael." And just as she said that, Patsy sat up, and she waved her paws slightly. And Michael tried once, and then he tried twice, and then he tried a 3rd time, and then he sat up very, very straight, but he wiggled just a little bit. His chest stuck way out, and his paws dangled down, and he wobbled, and he tottered, but he didn't tumble over. Mother admired Michael very much.
Oh, that's really very smart of Michael. But really, children, one beggar is enough around this house. I don't know what we could do with 2.
Michael must go back to Boston. What to do? What could the children do? Michael must not go back to Boston. Because Michael was so willing and he was so loving and he tried so hard to make everyone like him. Michael would chase balls and sticks. Oh, he was very clever at doing that. But Michael also chased cats. The cat next door. And that didn't help at all. And then Michael stretched himself out very tenderly on Mother's feet whenever she sat down. Oh, but he also stretched himself out tenderly on Mother's best silk cushion. That was when he was lonesome for Mother's feet. And that didn't help at all. And then when Patsy was eating her dinner, Michael just sat and watched very politely. no matter how slowly Patsy minced and moused her little fifth spoon. Michael wouldn't even touch a crumb. But he brought home a large soup bone that he must have gotten from somewhere. And that didn't help a bit. And then Michael decided that he was really going to get Mother to like him. And you know what he did? He taught himself to sing. This is the way he'd sing. Oh! Ow! Well, that would have been all right. But you know what Michael did? He also taught Patsy to sing. And then they'd sing together. And Patsy and Michael didn't sing so very softly. And whenever those two were left alone in the front seat of the car, this is the way they sounded. Arr! 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 They'd oo and arr louder and louder until everybody down the street came running as fast as they could to find out what the trouble was. Well, whenever Michael did anything wrong, he'd put himself in the corner behind the door in the dining room, and he'd try never to do it again. But you know, fun-timers, sometimes he forgot to be a good dog. In fact, he forgot for a long time. And that didn't help at all either. So Mother said, "Michael means well, children. Michael's a very nice dog, but Michael must go back to Boston." Michael was just one too many in the house. Mary and David, Patsy and Michael, all met out under the weeping willow tree. Patsy sat very close to Mary, and then she reached over and she kissed the tip of Michael's nose. Patsy really liked Michael. And then David sighed.
"Oh, what are we going to try now, Mary?"
"Well, we'll just have to try a brand new idea. That's all we can do. We'll have to think of a trick. We must all put on our thinking caps, David." So Mary made David and Michael and Patsy and herself a fine newspaper hat. And they sat thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. And then suddenly strange sounds began to come from under the weeping willow tree. There were whistlings and tootings and thumpings and excited yip-yip-yip-yip-yips of the dogs. And while a whole barrel full of ginger snaps was used that afternoon to get Patsy and Michael to do the right things, it was really a wonderful thing that they were doing. Well, after a long, long time, Mary and David, Patsy and Michael, tramped back to see Mother. David kept whistling a few bars of Yankee Doodle. This way, and then that way. Mary and David and Patsy and Michael came right to a stop in front of Mother's chair. Patsy and Michael listened very carefully. Everything was quiet. And then David said, "Ta-ra-ta-ra-ta-boom!" And as he said the word boom, Patsy and Michael fell on their sides, and they lay still as still could be. And then Mary suddenly screamed, "D.A.!" And Patsy and Michael jumped up to their feet. They were pulled up just as if they had been on a string. And then David explained the trick to Mother. "Mother, they died for their country, and they came alive just for you. Really, Michael did that." Well, Mother clapped her hands. She thought that was a wonderful trick. "Oh, children, that's a very clever trick. But Michael must go back to Boston." Oh, poor Michael. So Michael was put into his box again, and the slats were nailed up on the sides. They tacked them with a small hammer, and Mary and David counted out enough of the dog biscuits to last during the whole trip back to Boston. That was for 14 days. And all of a sudden they heard crunch, crunch, munch, munch, munch. Michael was eating up all his meals in one single gulp. He wouldn't have any food left for his trip to Boston. Why, he had it eaten up before he even started. Oh, Michael was so loving, and he was so sad at leaving. But somehow, no matter how sad he was, Michael was always hungry. Well, at last, last the biscuit crumbs were licked up, and there wasn't a single thing there. And then the box humped and heaved and went snip, snip, just the way the dogs do. And then a sorrowful eye peered out between the slats, nailed across the side. And then there was a moan. Oh! Poor Michael. He wasn't very happy about going back to Boston. And then Mother, she seemed in a terrific hurry all of a sudden to get the dog out of the house. I'll take Michael down to the train in the car, children. Oh, Mother, please. Please, won't you let us carry him down to the station ourselves? It's not very far. Mary pleaded with Mother. Yes, Mother. Michael isn't very heavy, and it isn't very far to the train, and... David was a little slower, but he said what he thought, too. Well, children, all right, but do be careful and take care of good care of Michael. Goodbye, Michael. I'm really very sorry to leave, but we really can't keep more than one dog in this little place, so you must go back to Boston. Then Michael patted Michael's nose through the slats of the box and went quickly into the house. Then Mary carried one end of Michael's box, and David carried the other end, and Patsy followed around, right behind them, walking first one side and then the other. And they started down the road, very, very slowly, and very, very sadly. David, let's give him some soft leaves to lie on for a bed. After all, that's a long way to Boston. So they put the box down, and they gathered up some oak leaves, and they pushed them into the slats. And Michael scratched round and round and round, and then he made himself a cozy nest. And then slowly the children moved on. They picked up the box and walked down the road. Mary, Michael likes to toss pine cones, and if we'd find a nice one, why, maybe he could play with one before he had nothing to do all the way to Boston. So they put the box down again, and they found a great big pine cone, and they squeezed it in between the slats. And Michael nosed it and nibbled it, but he couldn't toss it very well because there wasn't enough room in the box. So he buried under the oak leaves. Slowly they started to trudge on, carrying Michael to his train. David, do you want to change hands? My right arm is getting awfully tired. Okay, Mary, okay. So is my left arm. So once again, they put down the box. And they changed sides. And they both patted Michael's nose between the bars on their way around the box. And then they started to tramp slowly down the road again. David, it's the train. The train's coming. David suddenly became very excited. We haven't Michael's ticket or anything, Mary. And then the children began to run very, very fast. And the box kept bumping on their legs. And Michael rolled from side to side. And he was scratching and barking. And Patsy ran, too. And as they rushed around the last curve, just before they came to the station, toot, toot, shh. The train gave a warning whistle. And it pulled out of the station. Michael and Mary set the box down. Mary, Michael missed his train. What'll Mother say? Cried Mary. So Mary and David pulled Michael out of his box, and they set him down beside Patsy. And slowly, Mary and David, and Patsy and Michael, started home to Mother. First, very slowly, and then they began to walk a little faster because they didn't know what Mother was going to say. Mother was waiting for them at home. She was feeling kind of lonely for Michael. And then David went over to Mother and he said, Mother, Michael missed his train. The train pulled out in such a hurry that we couldn't really get him on the train, Mother. There was a pause. And then Mary and David and Michael waited very anxiously to hear what Mother had to say. You mean to say that Michael missed his train? Well, then, of course. Michael can't go back to Boston, can he? He'll have to stay here with us. And everyone was very, very happy that Michael didn't have to go back to Boston. And who do you suppose was the happiest of all? Why, Michael, of course. The great big dog with the great big paws, Michael himself, could stay with Mary and David. And that's our story, Funtimers. Our story of Michael, who was one too many. I'm really happy that he didn't have to go home, aren't you, Funtimers? Well, I think we have time for one more game before we leave Funtime today and before we come back tomorrow. So let's all jump up and play Neighborhood Parade. Would you like to do that? Quickly get your drums and put on your paper hats, and we're going to march around and around the room having a wonderful time. Now, here we go. Are you ready? Now, be sure to bring your knees way up under your chins and your chests are out very, very broad and broad. All right, here we go. See us march, march, marching in the neighborhood parade. All the band is playing in the neighborhood parade. Oh, Thomas first and Fido last. See the people clapping as they're marching past. Well, that was fun, Funtimers, and I'm very happy that we could be with you today. And remember, tomorrow we'll be back again with another fun time, and Saturday is play day. So until then, let's all keep singing our fun time song. Are you ready? Here we go. This is the way we have our fun, have our fun, have our fun. This is the way we have our fun, and fun time every morning. Bye, boys and girls.
Goodbye, Dorothy June. Fun Time Play Day, conducted by Dorothy June, was presented today in place of the Wisconsin School of the Air program, Music Enjoyment, usually heard at this time.